Welcome in. Today we're doing two-note bass groove writing for drum and bass in Ableton Live. Beginner-friendly. And honestly, this is one of the fastest ways to get a bass line that feels legit without getting lost in music theory. Here's the big idea. A lot of iconic DNB bass lines are deceptively simple. Two notes, a tight rhythm, the right sound, and just enough movement to make it roll. Your goal isn't to write more notes. Your goal is to make the groove feel like it's glued to the drums. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a two-note MIDI clip that loops cleanly at 174 BPM, a solid operator bass patch with a stock effects chain, and a simple 16-bar arrangement that keeps the loop exciting with variations and dropouts. All right, let's set up. First, set your tempo to 174 BPM. Time signature stays 4/4. Create two tracks, one drum track, just for a basic groove reference, and one MIDI track for the bass. Go into the MIDI editor and set your grid to 1/16. We might use 1/32 later for tiny gaps, but 1/16 is home base. And here's a workflow tip that matters in DNB. Loop 8 bars while you write. A 1-bar loop can sound fine, but DNB grooves often need a few bars to reveal whether they really roll or if they're just repeating. Now let's get a drum loop going so the bass has something to lock to. You do not need a full drum mix here. You just need an anchor. Use a basic 2-step pattern. Put a kick on 1. Put snares on 2 and 4. Then add closed hats on 1/8 or 1/16, whichever you like. The key concept in drum and bass, the snare placement is your anchor. When in doubt, listen to what the bass is doing around the snare. The kick matters, sure, but the snare is the this is where we are marker. Cool. Now, the two notes. We're going to choose a root note, your home note, and a second note that gives you movement without getting messy. Here's a super useful coach trick. Pick the home note by ear, not by theory. If you have a reference track you like, drop it into Ableton, loop 8 bars, and play single low notes on a MIDI instrument F, F sharp, G, and so on until one feels like it locks with that DNB energy. That's your root. For this lesson, we'll use a very DNB safe choice, F minor as the vibe, and our two notes will be F and E flat. That's root plus flat 7. That interval is classic for rolling, darker, techie, minimal DNB. And just so you know your other safe options, root plus octave is the simplest and most powerful. Root plus fifth is super stable. Root plus minor third can be moody. But root plus flat 7 is the one that often instantly sounds like DNB bass line even with simple rhythm. Now sound design. Let's build a solid starter bass and operator. On your bass MIDI track, load operator. For oscillator A, choose a sine wave. That's your sub foundation. If you want the bass to read on smaller speakers, you'll probably need some harmonics. So optionally turn on oscillator B with a saw wave, but keep it very quiet. Think of it like seasoning. Drop oscillator B's level way down, somewhere around -18 to -24 dB. You're not trying to hear a saw. You're trying to make the bass audible when the sub isn't. Now the amp envelope. This matters, because rolling bass is often about controlled note tails. Set attack very fast. Basically 0 to 5 milliseconds, decay around 200 to 400 milliseconds, sustain low, even all the way down if you want it stabby, release around 50 to 120 milliseconds, what you're listening for, no clicks, but also no long boomy tails that smear into the next note. DNB is fast. If your release is too long, your groove turns into a blur. Now we write the groove. Create an 8-bar MIDI clip on the bass track. Before we place two notes everywhere, I want you to use a one-lane workflow. This is how you stay productive and avoid overthinking. First, write rhythm using only one note, the root. Second, add the second note as a response. Third, then touch velocity, micro timing, and processing. So let's start with a 1-bar pattern, then we'll copy it. We're using F1 as the main note and E-flat 1 as the second note. Octave depends on your sound, but F1 is a common subzone. Here's a pattern you can program directly. Grid is 1/16. At the very start of the bar, 1.1.1, put an F. Make it about an eighth note long. Leave a bit of space after that. Don't be afraid of silence. Silence is part of the groove. At 1.2.1, put a short F, like a 16th. At 1.2.2, put E-flat, also a 16th. Then rest again. At 1.3.1, put another F, around an eighth note. At 1.3.3, put a short E-flat, a 16th. Then rest. And near the end of the bar, at 1.4.3, put a short F, a 16th. This is your pickup into the next bar. Now loop that. Copy that 1-bar idea across your 8 bars. Listen to what it does. The root note is the statement, The E-flat is the answer, and the pickup is what makes the loop feel like it's leaning forward instead of just restarting. Teacher note here, beginners often focus only on where notes start. In DNB, a lot of bounce comes from where notes stop. So once the pattern is in, experiment with the note ends. Try shortening one or two notes right before a snare hit, so the snare feels like it lands clean. Try leaving a tiny gap between hits, even a 1/32 gap, so the line breathes. These micro gaps can make the bass line feel faster and more rolling without adding more notes. Now, let's add groove with velocity and tiny timing choices. For velocity, give your most important notes a little more push. Typically, the first hit of the bar and that pickup near the end are great places to accent. A rough range, main hits around 90 to 110, quieter hits around 60 to 80. Keep it subtle. You're not trying to turn it into a funky slap bass performance. You're just creating shape. For timing, do not start nudging everything around. DNB drums are usually tight, so the bass should still feel tight. If it feels stiff, try moving only one note slightly late, like 5 to 10 milliseconds. Often it's a note after the snare that wants to relax back a hair. And here's a great test. Check the pocket against the snare, not the kick. This audio version is shortened for playback.